Hello, everybody. My name is Joe Vargas, and you're listening to My Swift Journey podcast, my adventures of becoming an iOS developer. How you doing, everybody? This is Joe. It is Thursday, April 7th, 6:44 p.m. And technically, this is episode 13. Now, I say technically because I actually recorded a podcast episode, which was episode 13. And I was trying out a new platform, and it seems that that platform was having trouble linking to Apple Podcasts. And pretty much, if you listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, you probably never received the episode. So this time around, I'm going to revert back to the original platform I was using. It seems to be a lot more reliable. Reason why I was trying the other platform is because it's part of iHeartRadio company, and they have a more they seem to have a more broader reach to an audience. But that's what I get for changing the platform. So I'm going to revert back to the original one I was using, called Anchor. So I'm just going to go along with it. This is episode 13. And it's going to be a roller coaster of an episode. So because episode 13, I talked a lot about my experiences through the month of December. So I kind of don't remember much of what I talked about, but I'm just going to start off as if, you know, this is a fresh new episode 13. So it was coming to the end of the year, and I saw that a lot of my coworkers, they were just, they were quitting their jobs. You know, they were finding something better. And I kind of found myself in a mode where, you know, almost in a depressing mode. You know, like, you know, and I was happy for them and everything, but it's like, I wish that was, you know, better opportunities were coming toward me. And I pretty much wanted to rev up, you know, applying to more jobs and stuff like that. And, in order to do that, I had to focus on writing code or making apps, you know, something that I can actually put on the App Store, you know, and get more attention that way, impress the recruiters or companies looking to hire. And with that being said, I had to like reevaluate, you know, where my time was being invested in. And as much as I liked being enrolled in DevSlopes Academy, I pretty much was not seeing a faster return of investment in that. So I pretty much stopped with the boot camp there and focused more of my time on building apps and, you know, applying to jobs here and there. And it was around mid-December that I got approached by this company based in India. They were looking for somebody with Swift UI experience and that could work with RESTful APIs and stuff like that. Now, unfortunately, when they reached out to me, I was in the middle of a daytime hitch. You know, I was working during the day, and so they sent me an assessment to do, and I did my best that I could with the time I had. And they were aware that my time was limited. And at one point, I even had a Zoom call with them, and it was at 7 in the morning my time, which was probably around 5:30 p.m. their time. But it was very stressful because, you know, I was getting home from work by 10 and probably getting only like 5 to 6 hours of sleep, and I had to wake up for the Zoom call. And it was also my very first time that I had to code, you know, and they were seeing me code. And they had me build out this this view using SwiftUI. And I thought it went well, that, you know, they sent me another assessment, something more complex than what I did for them. And, you know, what really killed me was that I didn't have enough time to do it. And I unfortunately submitted it incomplete. And I wanted to submit something. I just didn't want to, like, you know, say, hey, I can't do this because I don't have the time to, you know, and not deliver anything. I did the best that I could. And unfortunately, because, you know, it wasn't complete to what they wanted, you know, I pretty much lost my shot there. And it was an interesting company because they were focusing on, like, online education for, like, college students. Like, they really wanted to, you know, improve the way the system is when it comes to online learning and stuff. And they needed a mobile platform. To work specifically for iPad. And so I lost my shot there. And at this time, and I've kind of skipped over this because I totally forgot. So at this time, mid-December, my company had asked for all of us to return back to the office, which, you know, which was a heck of a period of adjustment. You know, after 2 years away from, you know, not going into the office, I lost quite a bit of sleep. I wasn't getting enough sleep. And, but yeah, it was, again, an adjustment. So in December, I had my day shift. And in January, I was going to have my night shift. And unfortunately, a day or two before I had to start my night shift, I contracted COVID. But not only did I contract COVID, I also contracted influenza type B, which blew me away. I had no idea you can contract both. And at the time, I saw in the news that this was a common occurrence, and they were calling it flu rona or something like that. Again, I caught COVID, and this a couple of days before I had to start my night hitch, I told my boss that, you know, obviously I can't go in, you know, so I'm going to have to quarantine myself, and, you know, I have to work from home, which they were fine with. And so I worked my night hitch here at home, which, even though I was just sleeping during the day and working at night, it really allowed me to rev up my coding time, and also allowed me to set up some interviews, you know, to do after I got better. So, in, you know, I finished my night hitch in January, and then I want to say late April, February, I just started working on more apps, and just, you know, creating MVP type of apps, you know, just to, you know, get acquainted more with SwiftUI, and, you know, put something, you know, in my GitHub profile, just to see that, just to show that I was, you know, really, you know, working on it. And it would improve my exposure to recruiters and managers and stuff like that. So February came around, and I pretty much had to return back to the office to work my day shift. And this was around the time where more people were coming back to the office. So it was rather frustrating because I remember just being at home, being peace and quiet, and still doing my work. And now I had to deal with, you know, loud employees, and you know, it was just very irritating to deal with and adjust to. So, I mean, that was just like even more fuel for me to work on my coding and schedule some interviews with recruiters. And February ended, and when I started my night hitch again in March, I became very good friends with somebody who uses Twitter, and she's actually, you know, an iOS developer. I'm not gonna say her username or anything, just, you know, for, you know, her privacy. But she really, I told her like the situation of what I was going through, you know, having a hard time finding jobs and this and that, and I told her what I did, and you know, she was really adamant about helping me get, you know, a new job, you know, an iOS development job. And because I was working night shift, it allowed for us to like talk more, because she was, you know, in a different time zone, where at night it was, at night for me was day for her. And so, you know, she really helped me out, and she even like provided material for me to study, because it was just so strange on how, you know, we were communicating more and more. She was giving me advice and all that. I finished my night hitch, my night schedule, and before I even finished it, I already had done two interviews. One was a company from, I believe, Colorado, and I forgot where the other one was from. However, it was great, because I was just about to enter in my days off, and I was getting, as I could describe it, a flood of interviews. Like in a 10-day span, I must have had eight calls, which is unheard of in my experience the past few times that I've been off on my time off. And it was just so crazy that this flood of, you know, of opportunities were coming, and like it was just simultaneously just started with me, you know, meeting this new friend of mine who was helping me and getting through all this. And so she would ask me, like, you know, what I was going to expect, you know, for these calls or whatnot. And she gave me, again, some material to study. She gave me this PDF book, like, of mastering interviews with iOS development. I mean, it has such good material in it. And I was very grateful. And so one day, this company calls me, and it's on a Friday, and it's the first Friday on my days off. And a company called Additive Technologies, based in Atlanta, and I've never heard of them. And I spoke to Alanov, who I think he's a technical recruiter. He told me, "Hey Joe, you know, I saw your profile, and we're really interested in somebody like you, and just wondering if you can take an assessment." And I said, "Well, unfortunately, I'm already working. Right now, I'm working on an assessment for another company," which was true. I'm not sure if there's a deadline for this assessment that you're going to provide me, but I'm currently working in the middle of one. And but if you give me time to let me finish this one, I can start on yours. And he was like, "I tell you what, I'll give you a call Monday, and we'll talk more." And I'm like, "Okay, that's fine." So Monday rolls around, and he called, and he asked if I was still working on the assessment. I said yes. They gave me extra time to work on it, and you know, I'm still interested in doing your assessment, but I just need a little bit more time. And Alanov says, "You know what, Joe, I tell you what, I'm gonna go ahead and skip the assessment and move you on to the second round, which would be with our technical team." And I'm like, "Great, you know, I appreciate that, and you know, I can't wait to speak more with your technical team. So he scheduled some time, I believe, Thursday, the following Thursday, and I had a call with the technical team. They really liked me and all that, which I was pretty nervous. But they asked me questions that thankfully I knew the answers to, and with the book I received from my friend, you know, it really helped me be confident and answer these questions that they had. And one thing I can say, one thing I could advise to give you, if you're asked a question and you don't know the answer to, it's okay to say you don't know the answer to it. You know, just don't, you know, don't try to make up, you know, answers, because they'll know. Like you're trying to force yourself to give an answer when you it's not even correct. It's okay to say you don't know. And there were a couple of questions that I responded, I don't know. And so that pretty much was that Thursday of the interview with them. And the next day, I got a call saying that, I got a call from Olenov saying, hey, Joe, the team really liked you. They're really interested in you. And just wondering if you have time, if you can make time to speak with our resources manager on Monday. And I said, sure, I'm free Monday. And I was like thinking, resources manager, I've never heard of such title. I've heard of a human resources person, never a resources manager person. So I get scheduled a call with the resources manager for Monday. And her name was Erica. And I spoke to Erica that Monday. And she pretty much is HR. But I guess this company has a different name for their human resources. So they just call her resource manager. And she was just telling me more about the company and how they work, you know, and how, you know, they would help me get clients, you know, for iOS development. And you know, it pretty much sounded at that point, I just didn't want to like overestimate or something, but it was pretty much a conversation of me getting onboarded and hired. And I wasn't sure, and this is all going in my mind as I was talking with Erica. And finally, Erica says, all right, Joe, we'll expect an offer letter either this afternoon. If you'll get the offer letter by this afternoon, more than likely you'll get an email from us tomorrow. And like my heart like skipped many beats when she used the words offer letter. And I just didn't want to like react in a way where I was shocked, so I just acted as normal and professional as I could until I hit the end call button. And I reached out to my friend on Twitter and I told her the situation, and you know, she got really excited when I too used the words offer letter. And so not even like an hour later, I received an email with an offer letter, and it had, you know, my pay rate, you know, and all the information there, and you know, pretty much saying, and gosh, I think I still have it all here on my desktop. Yeah, right here. So I'll read it to you. It says, Dear Joe Vargas. And like, these are quite possibly the words I've been like waiting for many years. It says, Dear Joe Vargas, we have enjoyed getting to know you and your skills throughout our interview process. Our team has taken the time to evaluate your potential fit with our company, and we are confident you will thrive. As such, we are delighted to offer you the position of iOS developer. As a member of our team, we look forward to helping you build the career of your dreams. I was just floored. I was just thrilled. I mean, there are no words to tell you how excited I was to read that. My name, my name with alpha letter and, you know, iOS developer. I was ecstatic. I mean, I still don't know. I still freak out. Yeah, I still get excited just seeing those words. And I was, you know, I'm still excited. I'm still, you know, taking it all in. And when I got the offer letter, I went through it and I signed for it. And now I had to pretty much drop the news to my current boss. And I was starting, the offer letter had me starting for the following, that same Wednesday, like 2 days later, which would have been the 30th, March 30th. And I replied back saying, hey, you know, I really want to give my company some time to find my replacement. I was wondering if I could start on April 4th. And they were very, they replied back and they said that it's no problem. We can have you starting April 4th. So I went in Wednesday and I swear, like, my heart was beating a mile a minute, getting off the elevators and going to my station. And I didn't expect my boss to be there because she's sometimes never there. She's usually working at a different floor or a different building. But she was there, and I'm happy she was, because I just didn't want to, like, pick up the phone and call her and asking her when she'll be in the office. The fact that she was there, it was good. So I asked her if I can have 10 minutes or 5 minutes of her time, and she said, yeah, now is a good time. I'm like, cool. So we go into a little meeting room, and I pretty much tell her, you know, my story. I don't even think that she ever knew what I was doing on my off time, but I told her that for many years now, I've been studying iOS development, and for the last few years, I've been trying to get a job in it and everything. And it took many years, but I finally got one. I finally got an opportunity this past week. And unfortunately, they want me to start on the 4th. And I pretty much said that, you know, I understand it's last minute, and which means that you'll have a few days to find a replacement. And I thought that, you know, she was going to get upset and everything, but she actually was genuinely happy. She was genuinely excited for me. And she obviously, you know, she pretty much told me that she was happy for me, but she really doesn't want me to go. And that if they offered me more money, would I be willing to stay? She even said, we can match whatever your new company is going to give you. And I said, you know, honestly, it's not about the money, it's actually about the role. This is the role that I've been wanting, and unfortunately our company, they have these roles, but they're overseas, and you know, there's probably no way I can get a role within the company unless I move to Indonesia, which I'm not planning on doing. And she said, you know, that's fair, and that if she can talk to the IT director about, you know, making that position available, would I consider staying? And I said, I you know, in my head I'm like, yeah, sure, yes, I'd consider staying. I knew she doesn't have that kind of pull within the company, but I was like, sure. But even if she did pull that opportunity, I would have stipulations of a higher pay rate and fully remote opportunity. I pretty much sent her and others scrambling to find my replacement, which they did, and he shadowed me. He was part of the team a couple of years ago, but he left to do another role. But he came back to shadow me Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of this past weekend. And Sunday was my last day with that company. And I started with my new company on Monday. So it's been a roller coaster ride, and I'm pretty sure I missed a few things here and there. But that's pretty much the gist of what I've been through for the past 3, almost 4 months since I last released the podcast. And I know it took me a long time to get here. I know it took a lot of time and effort, but it was just, you know, in miraculous form and like in a crazy way that I'm very grateful to this friend I made on Twitter, because she really inspired me, motivated me to keep going. She even went out of her way to provide material for me to study and read. And I mean, I give a lot of credit to her. I don't know anybody like, I don't keep in touch, I don't have like friends who are in development like that, but to find somebody halfway across the world and motivate you, inspire you, you know, develop a great friendship, you know, it's really awesome. And even at the start of my new job this week, they had me do these 3 app reviews just to see how my mind works and how my, you know, I guess critical thinking in a way on how I process app development, or how I, you know, how I think about it. So what they did was they gave me 3 apps. It's the Nike app, United Airlines app, and the Vimeo app. I had to find out when the app was first released, how many versions there are, list the views that it has. What else? If there's any bugs, or, you know, if I notice anything weird going on with the app. And my favorite, probably the most challenging part of the whole, you know, instructions, is that I had to find one view that I liked and create it, make my own rendition of it. And that's what I pretty much did from like Friday evening all the way till a few hours ago. I submitted all 3. I worked on the Nike app first on Tuesday, finished that, worked on the United Airlines on Wednesday, and then today I worked on the Vimeo app. And I submitted them a couple hours ago. So now tomorrow I have a 10 a.m. meeting video call with Erica again. And she's pretty much, we're pretty much going to talk about, you know, my work I did with the app. So I look forward to it. And yeah, your boy is an iOS developer now. And I couldn't be happier. I want to, I know that when I started this podcast, the title says it all. It's my journey, my swift journey. And the cool thing about a journey, it never ends. A journey never ends. It just has like chapters. Yeah, and you know, you tend to finish a chapter and move on to another, right? So I really want to continue this podcast, and I feel like I'm going to have a lot more to share, and especially this after this past week, because I did all the renditions of that, the views for each app in Swift UI. And like, I, on the fly, needed to learn things that I've never used much before. And I would scramble to like Safari and like Google and just Google things here and there. And I learned quite a bit, especially when it comes to tab view, using tab views in Swift UI. But yeah, I feel like I'm going to have a lot more, especially as I get more exposed. I'm going to have a lot more to talk about in this podcast, and I look forward to it. And I hope, I know it's, you know, I haven't been keeping a consistent schedule and releasing these podcasts, but like now with, now that I have a normal Monday through Friday 9 to 5, I'm going to have a lot more, I'm going to have a lot more flexibility with time, and I can actually record these a little bit more consistent, hopefully. And I look forward to it, especially now, again, I'm going to have more exposure, I'm going to learn some new things, and I'm going to be able to talk about some stuff. So yeah, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and close this podcast. I usually have a feature, a Twitter feature, and who you should follow, but unfortunately this episode I just like hit the record button and I started talking. I had no structure. I usually have like a Notion app open with, you know, topics and just structure and everything. Not with this one. I just hit the record button and I just started talking away. And I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode. I really encourage you to share it with your friends who have gone through this struggle. And again, I want to continue it, and I really want to provide more content with it. So you know, again, you can always reach out to me on Twitter. All my contact info is like on the podcast main window, I guess you would call it, the profile. But yeah, again, please reach out. I would love to hear from you guys. Ask questions, you know. Again, I would love to hear from you guys. And again, you're not alone in this. It took me, you know, and this is another thing I noticed too. It took me almost 7 years to get this opportunity. I started iOS development in April of 2015. It's March of 2022, and you know, one more month would have been 15. I mean, heck, yeah, it is 7 years I've been doing iOS development. I can proudly say that. But it took me that long to actually find a job in it. And I hope it doesn't take you all that long. I hope it, you know, it's a lot shorter time. But, you know, this is my Swift journey, and, you know, you got your own too. So, again, thank you for listening. And I'll see you, or I'll talk to you in episode 14. As always, be a great neighbor, be a great friend, happy coding. Hi everyone, and thank you for listening to this episode. If this episode brings you any value, do leave a review, and if you have time, a comment. Your feedback is greatly appreciated and will help me produce future episodes. If you'd like to leave me a voice message, which I would greatly look forward to, head over to anchor.fm/myswiftjourney, click on the message button, and record away. I look forward to your messages. Happy coding.